adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jim, heading for the Orient aboard the SS Albatross, accidentally runs into a family quarrel between a Mr. and Mrs. O'Neill. However, it develops into much more than just a spat between husband and wife, as Mrs. O'Neill unburdens herself to Jim with a story of intrigue and espionage as weird as any he ever heard of. Her husband proves to be Hacker O'Neill, in the employ of one of the Axis powers, and is planning to give away the position of the blacked-out Albatross just to accomplish a fitting revenge on Jungle Jim, and also to get rid of a wife of whom he seems to have tired. As he starts to flash a signal from the upper deck, Jim lands him in a heap by a flying tackle.
Just keep your hands in the air for a few minutes. It'll be healthier for you.
You've seen too many Wild West pictures, mister. Come on, stop this horseplay. I've got other things to do.
Things like signaling with a flashlight to whoever may be out there in the darkness?
You got me all wrong. Here, take the flashlight and let me alone. I've got to get out of here.
You've got to go nowhere. We're going to the captain, and he'll decide what you can and cannot do for the balance of this voyage.
Look here, Bradley, that's a waste of time. Maybe we ain't got too much time left for such nonsense.
What do you mean? I've got plenty of time, all day and night if necessary.
That's what you think. Look here, Bradley, can't we make some sort of a deal? I'm not without means, and I'd be willing to pay a handsome sum to keep this thing just between us. You know, publicity and such can't do anyone any good.
Well, that's something else again. Now, what would you consider handsome? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm just sort of mildly interested, should we say.
Well, I can be discreet, too, but if you don't look like the sort of a fellow to bargain with, I'll name one price. It's worth $1,000 to me for you to forget the whole matter and drop it at once.
It's not a bad figure.
I knew you'd be sensible the moment I saw you. It's a deal.
Well, not quite.
Now, what's the matter?
There are certain things you don't buy and sell, you dirty spying crook. And it's about time you found it out. And liberty is one of them. In fact, I'm going to make it my business to see that you haven't much of that for a long time to come.
So you're going to turn me and you double-crosser?
Keep a civil tongue in your head, you rat.
Don't hit me. Don't hit me. I'll keep quiet.
Yes, and keep going, too. Don't stop till we reach the captain's quarters. And I'll just keep your own gun in your back till we arrive. Now, come on, get going.
Keep on this course for another 2 hours. We should be well out of the danger zone, Mr. Curtis.
Yes, sir, Captain. Sir, why don't you try to get some rest? 72 hours. It's enough for anyone to try to stick to such a nerve-wracking post. We'll be all right, sir.
Well, we haven't much more to go. I'll let you relieve me in an hour.
If you say so, sir, but I'd rather do it now.
Well, thanks, Curtis. I'll not forget this, but I think my place is here. We're running at a dangerous speed without lights.
I'd feel better if the Navy had seen fit to give us some sort of a patrol.
Well, if it'll make you feel better, we're picking one up at Panama. Who's there?
Bradley, a passenger, sir.
Open the door, Mr. Curtis. I'll kill the light.
Yes, sir. Come in. Careful there. No lights.
I have another passenger with me. Come on in, will you?
Lights, sir.
Hey, what's the meaning of this? Passengers don't carry firearms aboard my ship. Put that gun down.
Here are my credentials, Captain. Naval Intelligence. And the gun belongs to this fellow. I took it away from him.
James Bradley. Now, who is this man?
A passenger, sir, named O'Neill, whom I believe was trying to contact an enemy submarine by means of flashlight signals on the port rail of A deck. That's what I caught him doing.
Put that man in irons, Mr. Curtis.
This is all a big mistake, Captain. This fellow Bradley seems to be a bit touched on the subject of spies.
No one said anything about spies, O'Neill. Why do you bring it up? And if this is of no importance, maybe you'd like to repeat your offer of a few moments ago. Captain, he offered me a bribe of $1,000 to forget the whole incident.
Well, a fellow's got a gun in your ribs, you're liable to say anything, Captain.
Well, that's what he said, sir. And I'm sure he knew exactly what he was talking about.
Put your hands out.
You can't do this to me. I'm not a common criminal. You can accuse me of anything, but proving it is another matter. Any man is supposed to be innocent until he's proved otherwise. That's the law.
And the law gives me the power to exercise my judgment in the behalf of the ship and passengers in my care. Put the irons on him, Mr. Curtis.
Put those hands out.
I'm doing this under protest.
I don't care how you do it. Get him out.
Mr. Bradley, congratulations on your patience. I believe I'd have kicked him overboard if I caught him doing what you accused him of.
The brig, sir?
Yes, I think it'll be the safest place. And, Mr. Bradley?
Yes?
I expect your cooperation in pressing charges when we arrive at port.
When we arrive at port, that's a laugh. You'll never arrive.
Take him out of here, Mr. Curtis, or I'll remove those irons myself and teach that lout some manners.
He'll be in the brig, sir.
That was a torpedo. Stand by. We may have to abandon ship.
Take these bracelets off me.
Get out of my way or I'll kick you.
I can't swim with these irons.
Isn't that too bad?
Try to keep an eye on this man. If there's room in any one of the boats, rescue him. I'd like to see him hung.
Aye, aye, sir.
Come in.
Torpedo on the port bow, sir. Engine room is flooded. She's high for the stern, sir.
Get a message off, Sparks.
Okay,
SOS.
All right.
Lifeboat station.
Lifeboat station.
Boat number three, this way to boat number three.
Oh, dear me, what happened?
That's nothing to be excited about, lady. Everything will be all right. Just keep calm.
I should have stayed home like Harry wanted me to.
Put that life preserver on. It'll do you no good to carry it.
Ahoy there. Sparks, are you all right?
Yes, sir. But that hit carried away the antenna. Didn't have a chance to send the first signal.
Try to rig up some kind of a portable.
Yes, sir.
What's your boat station, madam?
I don't remember.
Come on, I'll find one for you.
Oh, will we be safe?
Yes, I think so, madam. Have you got a coat?
Why, oh, sure, John. In my stateroom, I'll go get it.
No, here, take mine.
Oh, thank you.
You'll need it. Here, hey, you. Take care of this lady. That dirty swine. They not only torpedo me, but now shell us. At point blank range, you inhuman devils.
Cards over there, boys.
Captain, digging water fast. Can't last more than a few minutes, and the list won't let us launch the boats.
Well, see if you can throw some of the rafts from that side.
There go the lights.
I'll see if the engineer can switch the batteries, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. How are the passengers behaving?
Good as can be expected, sir. No trouble yet, sir.
Fine.
Perfect. Cross over to the park. Don't crowd. There's plenty of room for
everyone. Jimmy!
Mrs. O'Neill! Mrs. O'Neill!
Oh, what is it? What's up? Oh, who's there?
Open the door! Come on, get up! We've been hit by a torpedo.
Oh, I thought I heard something, but I was so fast asleep.
Listen, girl, hurry up. Why, you could sleep through the sound of Gabriel's horn.
Oh, I'll be right with you. But where's Hacker?
I don't know, and I don't care either. You're the only one I'm thinking about now. Come on, we've only got a few minutes.
Here you are, lady. Here you are. One more place in this boat.
Come on, Jim. There's always room for one more.
Oh, never mind me. You go ahead.
Come on, lady. Get aboard.
Hurry
come
up,
on,
lady.
Come on, get in there, madam. Come
there
on.
Goes the last lifeboat, sir. There's plenty of passengers left aboard, sir.
Well, get preservers on them and tell them to get overboard. It's their only chance.
Aye, aye, sir.
How's the crew behaving?
Get overboard there.
How's that crew behaving?
Sir, right up the scratch, sir.
Try to throw everything overboard. That'll float, too. That'll help a little.
Come on, get overboard. Come on, it's coming up to the bottom. She'll blow up any minute.
Jimmy, I can't fight.
Well, Adam, you can't stay here any longer. Now, go on. Get down there. The order to abandon ship has been given.
Jimmy.
Can I help?
Yeah, get this woman overboard while there's still time.
All right, come on, lady. We'll find you, Jimmy. He's not on board. Can you swim?
Yes, sure.
All right, then. Come on. We'll jump together. How you doing? All right?
I'm fine. Jimmy!
Here. Here's a cabinet. Just hold on here. We'll try to get you picked up on one of the boats. Oh. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, darling.
That's it. Here. Let me give you a hand. All right. Well, the Vipers did a good job of it. They shelled every boat and raft that was afloat.
Yeah. Guess the only reason we were spared was that they couldn't find us.
I think we're the only two. You see any signs of anyone else?
Not since dawn. Heard a lot of voices near me during the night, but not one since the sun came up.
Well, we can last about a day in the sun. But that's all.
Well, a lot can happen in a day.
Yeah. You can go mad with thirst.
Now, look. Don't think about it. How about lashing yourself to this bar? There's some rope at that end.
Might as well. Yeah. Save some strength, but I don't know for what.
Hey!
Oh, let go! What are you...
What's the matter? Curtis! Curtis! Look. The water's getting red. Only one thing could do that. A shark!
Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now, a very special announcement. Listen closely. Avenge Pearl Harbor, Manila, and Wake Island. Here is how you can do your part to strike a vigorous blow at our treacherous enemies. Join the campaign to buy a bomber. To have a part in this stirring effort for your country, put your contributions, no matter how large or small, in an envelope and mail it at once to the Buy a Bomber Fund in care of the Sunday newspaper that brings you your Comic Weekly. Join the hundreds of thousands of patriotic citizens who have started a flood of dimes and dollars to buy a bomber and avenge Pearl Harbor, Manila, and Wake Island. Do your bit today. Remember, an average of only a few dimes from each reader will raise the $300,000 necessary to buy a bomber for Uncle Sam. Remember to send your contributions, large or small, to the Buy a Bomber Fund in care of your Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly.